Welcome back to Upstate's Health Link on Air. Linda Cohen here with you. Well, I think if you've driven around the Upstate campus, you've seen that the Upstate Cancer Center is coming into life with all the cranes in the air and the steel in the air. And joining us this morning to tell us more about what's happening and about the capital campaign for the center are Dr. Leslie Komen. She's the medical director of the Upstate Cancer Center, and joining her is Linda Veit, who is the special projects manager for the Cancer Center. Welcome to you both. Thanks for coming in today.
Thank you.
So, cranes in the air, what's happening?
Well, the building is really going up, and we anticipate completion and occupying that building by the end of 2013. The problem that the site has created is that it has blocked the entrance to the regional oncology building, which is where all our adult chemotherapy patients receive their care now. So we've had to come up with an ingenious solution to that. And it does make it a long trip for the patients to get into the cancer center. When the cancer center opens, we will have valet parking and other shuttle buses and ways for people to get in and out of there easily.
So what's your ingenious solution?
Well,
right
the
now?
Ingenious solution is a troop of wonderful employees called ambassadors. And they have been meeting patients in the parking garage with wheelchairs if need be, walking them across the bridge from the parking garage, down the elevator, through a long underground tunnel, and up an elevator to where their doctor's offices are and where they can get their chemotherapy treatment. This is a long journey, but there are plenty of these people to help all the time. They will meet people out in front who are being dropped off with wheelchairs or just assistance and guidance. We've made the tunnel much more pleasant with some pictures and lighting so that the way to the area is much, much better.
So you're really trying to kind of overcome what right now is a little bit of a challenge.
Right. And Linda can tell you how the patients have reacted to this.
Yeah, what do patients think about that?
The patients absolutely love it. The ambassadors have been great. They take time with the patients. They explain what's going on with the cancer center. In fact, they take them on the bridge. They take them right by the construction, and oftentimes they stop and explain what's going up and what part of the cancer center is going to be developed next. So it's not only – they don't only provide escort service, but they provide a lot of good information to the patients, and they love it. They love to hear the progress.
I think it was a great idea, and obviously it's working, so that's fantastic.
Right, right.
So tell us what's going on with the campaign. I mean, obviously building this enormous, incredible structure and programming is very costly.
This is a $75 million building, and there are no state dollars in this building at all. This is financed through two sources. One is hospital funds, bonds that the hospital has sold, like taking out a mortgage, and will pay back through its revenues. And the other is our Cancer Center Capital Campaign, which is a fundraising effort to raise $15 million to provide the extra services, some of the programs we've talked about before.
Well, I want to talk about a little bit today, too.
Right, such as patient navigation, integrative therapy, the beautiful gardens, the meditation room, the community service and education rooms, and we want to have an ambiance in the lobby with a grand piano that can be played by music volunteers.
Wow.
And all of these things. Our target is $15 million. We've recently passed $13 million.
Really?
And we are well on our way. There are a lot of community efforts and fundraising events going on. You will see runs and walks and bikes and ball games, and we urge all listeners to participate in this so we can meet and exceed our goal to provide the comfort and care for the cancer patients of Central New York that they all deserve.
Absolutely. Well, I'm so excited. I can't, from so many things I've heard about the center, not only the physical plant, which will be, I think, incredibly beautiful and welcoming and peaceful, but all the programs that you're going to be starting. And Linda, why don't you tell us a little bit about some of those programs?
Sure. We're going to be developing an integrative therapy program that will help with symptom management and pain relief for cancer patients.
Tell us a little bit, when you use the term integrative medicine, what that means.
It's It involves nutrition aspects, meditation, yoga, massage, Reiki therapy, art therapy.
So they're all the kind of complementary types of treatment options that perhaps can really, really enhance the protocol or the cancer treatments that
exactly.
are being offered.
Exactly. It's not in place of medical therapy. It's in addition to.
Right. And what else is going on? What else is coming?
We'll be establishing a patient navigation program, which will guide patients through the whole cancer process.
How will that work?
Well, it will help with referrals. It will get them to the right place where they need to be, to the right physicians, to the right appointments.
But is it a person or is it a system? I mean, how does that work?
We will be hiring nurses to navigate the patients through the system.
So if I were a patient, I'd come on board and I would be given or assigned a specific person who would be my kind of ambassador or my touchstone, my ombudsman through the whole process?
That's correct.
Wow.
Right, to help you through the whole process and beyond as well. And that's another program that we're developing is the survivorship program. And that will help cancer patients after their treatment.
So in other words, after I'm all done with my treatment and hopefully my protocol was successful and I'm healthy for the time being, I'll have other needs.
That's correct, and these will be addressed in our new survivorship program.
So does that mean that I'll be coming back to this cancer center on a regular basis? Is that the plan?
If necessary.
If necessary, most cancer patients do have continuous follow-up with their cancer doctors over time, but the interval stretches out, and after having such intense care for so long, sometimes there's a little feeling of
Letdown,
mm-hmm. Right, because
sure.
You're supposed to go back to your life, but your life is not the same.
Of course.
And there's a new term for cancer survivors. They want to call themselves thrivers instead of survivors.
I like it.
Mm-hmm. And they don't want to accept the new normal as being not as good as the old normal. And another program we're going to integrate into this whole program is a cancer rehabilitation program. We actually have such a program already. It will be more refined and more defined as we get further along in the cancer center process. This involves physical therapists, occupational therapists, because we know that physical exercise, besides being the very best thing anyone can do to prevent cancer, is also the best thing anyone can do to prevent cancer recurrence and return as close as possible to the old normal.
Oh, it makes so much sense. That's wonderful. So all of these things will be made available in this new cancer center.
Yes.
All the more reason why we need this support in the community.
Exactly. This is a very important resource for the community. And as the academic medical center, we offer so many services for the public, such as we will have direct access to a medical librarian from our health sciences library who will be available from within the cancer center, probably by Skype, to guide you through an internet search for all the information you
wow.
need about your disease.
I've never heard of that before. That's incredible. That's a wonderful addition.
Right. And we will have a cancer center chaplain who will help address the spiritual needs of all people who come through the cancer center.
Well, comprehensive and beautiful and healing in every which way. So I'm very excited to have this in our community. And I thank you both for coming in. My guests have been Dr. Leslie Komen. She's the medical director of the Upstate Cancer Center, and Linda Veit, who is the special programs manager for the Cancer Center. Thanks again for coming in. Appreciate it very much. We'll be right back right after this short break. I'm Linda Cohen, and you're listening to Upstate's HealthLink on Air.